Hi, this is Mr. Tucci and Ms. Peterson, our assistant principal here at Parkview Middle School. And we're doing another podcast here for helpful hints or tips for the school year. So we want to let people know just some general things about our school that we feel are important for our students. So I'm going to start off with something critical is that seventh grade students, if you do not have your shot records in, we can't have you start that first day of school. We're going to pull you out of class first period and we have to send you home. So please make sure you get that TDAP in and you're ready to go on the first day of school. Also, our lunch applications. We texted out a link to our lunch applications. If you need a hard copy, we'll have those available in the front office. And also, we'll have those available at back to school night if you need lunch applications. Our clubs, the question I always get at the beginning of the school year is, when do your clubs start? When does this start? When does that start? They're not even on the agenda right now. We have to wait and see what staff members are going to be offering, but we will have clubs. We want you to know that. We will announce those at morning announcements. We will put information on our social media, Instagram and Twitter. We'll text out the information as well, and we'll also post it on our school website. So we want you to know that we'll make sure that the information gets out to students. Our morning gates, they do open at 7:20 each morning. And again, it's through the front gates. It's the only gates that are open. And also when we ask, we're asking families, we have a closed campus this year. So we're asking families to make sure to check in the front office if you're going to come onto campus or visiting one of your child's classroom. We'll have signs posted. We'll be outside as well, but it's so critical that we know all the adults that are on our campus. Also, we have, speaking of adults on our campus, first of all, we have caring adults that are ready and willing to help all kids with whatever they're going to, with whatever they need. And we have kids that sometimes they think, well, what if I get lost or what if I can't find my classroom? And we just want to emphasize to kids not to worry about that. We have caring adults who are here to make sure that we are here to support every child. We are lucky enough to have two counselors. We have Mrs. Janet Curtis, who will handle all last names from A through L. And the reason for that is so you can work with Mrs. Curtis for 3 years here at Parkview. Mrs. Hatter will work with last names M through Z. All of our school staff, their email addresses are functioned the same way. It's at ycjusd.us. So for instance, if you wanted to email Mrs. Curtis, it's Janet_Curtis@ycjusd.us. If you wanted to email Mrs. Hatter, it's Gina_Hadder@ycjusd.us. We have veteran counselors. They are awesome counselors. They're great people, and they are here to help you. So definitely make sure that you connect with your child's counselor. And again, lastly, I just want to emphasize, if you need information about school, we send out text messages regularly, we post things on Instagram, and we also put things on our school website. So make sure you have those things at your fingertips. And here's Ms. Peterson with some more information.
So the couple of things I have to share is just that if you have an absence from school, if you could call in your child's absence within 5 days of the absence. Otherwise, we cannot clear it. So again, that 5 days is crucial from the time of the absence. If you would call here at Parkview and reach our attendance person, Mrs. Klatt, that would be awesome. Another thing is that we do have a dress code here at Parkview Middle School, and it is hot outside, so think about that. If you want to refer to it, we have a parent handbook that's available online if you just want to be sure and check up on something. And we also have a hard copy here in the office available for you as well. PE clothes are important to have for the school year, but don't sweat it. You don't need them the first couple days of school. In fact, if you're attending our back to school night on Tuesday, August 7th, the coaches will be letting you know when those clothes are for sale and when you will need, your child will need to start dressing out for PE. But again, those first 2 days of school, don't stress, just come to school and the coaches will talk to your child and let them know the upcoming important dates for that. And back to Mr. Tucci.
A couple final things here for the end of this podcast is that we have lunch applications, hard copies available at school in the front office. and also an online application that's simple. It's so critical that we get as many people as possible to go ahead and fill out that lunch application. Also, if your child has, we're trying not to change a lot of schedules. Frankly, we don't have the capabilities to change a lot of schedules. However, we're only going to regulate the changes of schedules to kids that have been incorrectly placed. So for instance, hey, my son, when he was here at Parkview, one year we gave him two math classes and no social studies class. Obviously, that's an error. We'll take care of those things immediately. But for instance, if someone says, hey, I have Mr. Tucci for English and I want Mrs. Peterson, we're not going to be able to handle things like that immediately. We're going to have things set for 2 weeks so we know who's here at school. We also know that we have to balance all classes equitably. So we're going to ask that you, we're going to funnel you to the website. There's a request form to, if you wanted to change schedules, and we're not promising that we're going to change them all, but we are promising that we will devote time, and if there's a win-win situation that we can create, we're going to make sure that we do that and give you the best customer service possible. But again, if you have a schedule issue, and we're going to take care of those immediately if you're incorrectly placed in a classroom. Other than that, we're going to make sure that we give a two-week window here to kind of have kids in place, and then we're going to make sure that we'll look at that here and to updating schedules that need updating. All right? So again, thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. I am so excited to welcome our students back to school. It's a great feeling the first day of school and every day here at Parkview when the kids are here learning, having fun, walking around campus. So welcome to the 2018-19 school year. Have a great day, and thank you for listening.